Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hi, I'm Jackie Cation. You are about to listen to the Dork Forest. Let's give you the info about it. First of all, you know the websites. DorkForest.com, TheDorkForest.com, if you like a determiner, JackieCation.com has everything. All of my podcasts, including videos of my stand-up schedule, merchandise you can purchase if you would like, and a lot more info than you possibly even need. Let's do the credits. Mike Rickberg sang and produced and composed that song at the beginning of the show. He sang with his wife, Sarah. It's very beautiful. At the end of the program, he sings his version of the Mexican Hat Dance. That's Mike Rickberg. Vilmos fixes JackieCation.com. He is the web designer over there. And Patrick Brady fixes the audio. And in this case, there's a video intro. Very exciting. Anyway, those are the websites. If you want to support the show, you're doing it already by listening to it or watching it. And another way is to tell your friends and family, go on iTunes, do a review. Another way is to just give me money. Yeah. You could go use the donate button. You can make it even monthly if you're okay with making things monthly. You do a PayPal monthly. There's a monthly choice on PayPal. The PayPal is a button on the Jackie Cation or the Dork Forest website, and it goes directly to me. Thank you very much. I will use it wisely or foolishly. Your call as well. Now, my email address, jackie@jackiecation.com, is where you can contact me if you have any questions or concerns and about the Dork Forest. And I do have a Venmo account. It's jackie-cation, oddly enough. Another way to support the show is on dorkforest.com and jackiecation.com. There's an Amazon link. And the Amazon link just takes you to Amazon. You order like normal, and it supports the show because you came from Jackie Cation or dorkforest.com. Very exciting. Other than that, there is a Bandcamp. You can, if you have listened to all the episodes that are free and you need more content, there are several live episodes that are at thedorkforest.bandcamp.com. And those cost me a couple of bucks, so I charge a couple of bucks. There's also a storytelling album there that you can listen to some stories that I did live. And there are 17 free episodes before the Dork Forest was pre-recorded. So the audio isn't very good, but the guests were super funny and fun and dorky. So if you want to do that, go to thedorkforest.bandcamp.com. Other than that, let's see if there are other things that I should be talking about. Possibly the merch. Yeah, if you want to buy merch. The only other thing I want to talk about is the merch. You can get Dork Forest t-shirts, and you can get stand-up comedy t-shirts. You can get my albums or my DVD over at jackiecation.com/merch. There's pins, there's a challenge coin, there's a bunch of new things happening over there. Anyway, a lot of information. I don't think I've missed anything, but who cares? Let's get into the show.
Hi, Jackie Cation. Yeah, Dork Forest. You've chosen wisely. I am in my house, Dave Burke. You are clearly in what looks to be the Batcave. Where are you? The Sanctum Sanctorum?
Sanctum Sanctorum.
Sanctorum. Dave Burke, you guys, it's going to be a marvel. It's going to be a marvel moment. I'm pretty psyched about it because I think I know things, and then I meet a guy like Dave Burke.
And then it's marvelous, right?
And here's my question. I forgot to ask if you have social media, like if people like your Instagram or anything, or
I do. I got the whole Facebook thing, which I'm more active on.
Okay.
If you want to hit my completely almost inactive Twitter,
sure.
At Hapa Dave, that's H-A-P-A Dave.
All right.
And yeah, it's a little pigeon reference there.
There you go. What pigeon reference? Why don't I know this?
Well, pigeon in this context, pigeon is a language.
Oh.
And it's a combination a lot of Japanese and Hawaiian terms.
Okay.
And English. So and someone who is Hapa is half.
And are you Hapa?
Yeah, I am. And usually the majority of people, at least in my experience, when they say they're Hapa, they're half Japanese and usually half Caucasian.
Okay.
So that's me.
And that's you. Well, now we know. You guys, this is what I know, is that I've gamed with Dave Burke and he's a good guy. And you have access to some Marvel rumor mill nonsense that even it is quite, you know, we're rewatching them. We're rewatching the movies.
Yeah.
And I'm behind on the comics.
So am I.
Yeah. So we started today. We're watching the second Thor movie, which it might be my least favorite of all of the Marvel movies, but parts of it are very good.
Yeah, for me, Thor was kind of bottom of the barrel, but relatively speaking, you still come out of those movies and go, no, that was all right. So if the bottom of your barrel is, no, that's all right. You're doing pretty damn good.
That's the thing. 23, how many movies are there? 22?
23, 24,
Something like that. So there isn't one that I wouldn't watch again.
Right.
I mean, that's the insanity of it, is that the fact that they could do that. And my least favorite is one that's, no, it's pretty good. There's parts of it that are great. And the woman who played Darcy from Gone Girls was hilarious. Right. She was great.
Yeah. Meow, meow.
I thought that they could have done better with Malekith. I thought Malekith could have been more, because his stuff in the comic books was more interesting.
Yeah, and Christopher Eccleston did not have a great experience with that.
Oh, he
so,
did not?
No, no. In fact, he has pretty much said he's glad it's over with and that he will never do it again.
Okay, well then they can recast with a better script for Malekith.
I think it's just, you know, he wanted certain things out of it and that's not what he got. So
well, he got I'm on his side, because I have to say, having just watched the first like three quarters of it, that he's given very little. He's given very little to work with, and the story of Malekith is actually much darker and more interesting.
Yeah. Oh, and if you think about it, the first Thor movie is what it was. They tried to make it very Shakespearean and make it kind of a different experience. And at least for me, it kind of fell flat, although there were good things about it.
Mm-hmm.
But Dark World is where they really concentrated on getting the mythology of the Infinity Stones going.
Right.
And,
which is.
Yeah. So it was a huge leaping off point as far as the meta plot goes.
Yes. That's Andy was actually saying that. He said, I think it was just a vehicle to get that stone out. And I was like, oh, I bet you're right. So
also, it is a way, possibly, if we're going to get into the Marvel movie rumor mill.
Yep, let's do it.
For Natalie Portman's character coming back.
Oh, right.
And in the next, what is it? Not Ragnarok, but
the next Thor,
Love and Thunder.
Love and Thunder, where she, I think Jane Foster is Thor, right?
Right. So this is probably the part where we should say, if you don't want anything spoiled,
right,
you probably want to stop right now, because it's going to go crazy.
Right. And
half
I'm
of this stuff is going to be completely wrong because we're relying on rumors.
Yes.
But, I mean, oh my God, the theories coming out right now. And I think because we're sitting here kind of twiddling our thumbs, you know, during pandemic time.
Right, we got time.
We're going crazy. And it's starting to really ramp up right now, because production is starting up on a few different projects right now.
Okay, they're doing pre-production, or they're just, because nobody's shooting at this point, right?
They are shooting Falcon and Winter Soldier. They're wrapping it up.
Oh, they're wrapping up this. That's the series for TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they're also, which I'm going to branch into the TV stuff, because it's going to become so intertwined. It's insane.
Okay.
And when we talk about Falcon and Winter Soldier, you're going to see what I mean. And people are going to go, what? Just well, like I was doing earlier.
Right. So. And I will say this, is that I'm lucky. And what people should know is that these are spoilers, but they're spoilers based on things that are
speculation.
And they're in the books. They're in the books.
Yes.
It's sort of like if you saw the first Lord of the Rings, and then you saw the second Lord of the Rings, and you're like, oh no, Gandalf is dead. And I'm sorry, there's a book. So sad, too bad. Just this may not be the episode for you, but we are in early minutes.
Right.
So You will love watching this as we go into what phase is this that they're in?
So we are entering, we're not in it yet because Black Widow has not been released.
Right.
But we're entering phase four.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. They supposedly have all of phase four mapped out and announced.
Okay.
Although I think there is one slot that's not specifically taken, but I could be wrong on that. And then they're already talking about what's coming in phase five.
Okay. So
yeah.
Phase three was essentially this gauntlet business. It was and Black Widow is supposedly part of phase three.
No, it is the beginning of phase four.
Okay.
Although the interesting thing is it is going to take place just after Civil War at some point.
Right.
Most of it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because we're
watching. It's still part of phase four, though, because I think they're going to set some other stuff up.
Ah, that actually makes sense.
Yeah. There's a really kind of crazy fan theory out there.
Yeah.
That when I was, I took part of this morning to kind of look into Falcon and Winter Soldier because it's also going to be the first TV series.
Okay.
There's some crazy stuff going on, and it relates to Black Widow, possibly.
Possibly.
So we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
So does Falcon and Winter Soldier take place after Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Well, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is kind of all over the place, so it's hard to say yes or no on that. I mean, so actually you could say yes and no, depending on which part of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. you're talking about.
Right, like what timeline they're going to end up following. And I will say this, I have not watched the last episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. yet.
I've watched the first episode of this last series, and we cut the cord on television.
Okay.
And we have no DVR, so I have to find a place to actually
Figure out
look at those episodes, because I've heard it's good this year.
Well,
or this season.
I bought this is Amazon. Stop listening. I bought this season, so you can have the season if you want.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll share it.
Yeah. I would totally like that.
Yeah.
But so not to leave people hanging about going back to Thor.
Right.
Yes, Thor becomes, well, Jane Foster becomes Thor, which becomes more of a, in the comics, a badge of office kind of a deal. So
what do you
Thor
mean?
Is a position.
Yeah.
So it was kind of the way Jason Aaron described it. It's kind of more, it's a position to be filled by those who are worthy.
Oh, because if you could pick up, well, and of course, we initially the hammer gave the power of Thor, and then it turns out the hammer wasn't Thor's power, Odin's son's power.
Right? Yeah. It gets kind of convoluted, just like they try and parse something in the Marvel universe
to make it take
a spin on something. It starts getting a little crazy.
So
Jane Foster becomes Thor, and it turns out that she needs that hammer in the comics because she has cancer.
Right.
Now here's the thing, in Endgame, what did they talk about with the gauntlet snap? That there were energy releases, gamma ray releases, right? That's how they track that Thanos snapped a second time.
Okay. I vaguely remember that. Yes.
So that had to have happened the first time he snapped.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Makes sense.
Makes sense.
Wouldn't gamma rays quite possibly cause cancer?
Well, we don't know. We know that they make people giant and green.
Right. So, it is a form of radiation. Mm-hmm. So who's to say that that wasn't the creation of Jane Foster's situation she needs to inherit the hammer in order to survive?
Mm-hmm.
So
I forget how she got rid of the cancer in the books. But
that I don't know, because Thor was never one of my favorite comics to read. I thought it was really cool when they brought her in.
Right.
It was a great surprise when they revealed her.
Yeah. It was it was pretty great. It was pretty well written. I'm trying to remember who wrote it, and
Jason Aaron.
It was Jason Aaron. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Because because I really liked his take on it. I thought it was really well done. And so now we're in Black Widow. So we have,
yes,
as far as I'm concerned, we have Black Widow and the Inhumans. Those are the two that I want to see. New Mutants.
Well, Inhumans, do you mean the Eternals maybe?
Yeah, I do. I do mean the Eternals. Okay. I don't mean the Inhumans. They are Inhumans.
The Inhumans is a totally different thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Eternals. Yeah, which is done and in the can, right?
Post-production.
Oh, really?
I think when I looked it up this morning,
Okay.
I looked it up this morning and they're in post-production. Principal shooting is done, as far as I know. And Eternals is like the big, big kind of mystery film. It's kind of like Guardians of the Galaxy was before that was released. Nobody quite knows what to make of it. They don't know what's really in it. The only thing that Kevin Feige, the executive producer that oversees all this stuff, has said is that it's going to fill in some of the cosmic gaps and historical gaps of the Marvel Universe. So there's a lot of speculation about it, but it has an amazing, huge cast.
Right. You know, it's because that's what the Marvel Universe needs cinematically is 11 right. more people.
Right.
So
it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
It's going to get worse. So, I mean, they have all the characters from that. They have, you know, the three new TV shows that are going to introduce She-Hulk, Ms. Marvel, and Moon Knight.
Right. Right. Oh, that's right. And I forgot that there was I forgot about Ms. Marvel and Moon Knight. That's awesome. And She-Hulk. I knew about She-Hulk, but I was... do you know... Okay, I suppose we should go through this in some sort of order, right? So what do you know? So what do you know about the Eternals?
Not much. I know who's in it.
Right. But you've got...
We kind of know the roles.
Okay.
The most interesting one so far is Kit Harington's role as Dane Whitman.
Okay, who is that?
And so Dane Whitman is a guy who becomes a character called Black Knight. He is a member of, at different points, the Avengers, the Defenders, MI-13, which is like the UK version of the Avengers, Excalibur, which is also a UK version of the Avengers.
Right.
Alpha
Flight? Does he ever make it into Alpha Flight?
No, them Canadians wouldn't let him in.
Ah, shucks. It's a British Empire thing. So the Black Knight, so he's in it for sure.
Yes. And then the actual Eternals are being played by Angelina Jolie, Salma Hayek. Richard Madden is a cool casting thing. He's the guy who played Robb Stark in Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Yep. And interestingly enough, you don't see a whole lot of people, a whole lot of actors playing different roles in the MCU, right? But Gemma Chan looks like she is going to.
Okay. What has she been playing previously?
So outside of the MCU, she's probably, I would say I knew her from playing one of the title roles or main roles in the Humans TV show, which was really good.
Okay.
Yeah, if you have not checked that out, at least check out the first few episodes of the first season, and
it's
it'll hook you right
the
away.
Humans? That's what it's
just called?
Called
Humans.
Okay.
And it's about basically androids who look human.
Okay.
So in Marvel terms, they're LMDs, right? And they have been oppressed. They're trying to overcome their subservient programming and trying to be human. And they have a person trying to help them do that.
Okay.
It's really good.
Okay.
But within the MCU, she had a minor role in Captain Marvel. She was one of the team of the Kree.
Ah, who landed in the water?
When they were coming after Carol Danvers, yeah.
Okay.
And her character's name was Minerva. So,
good for you.
So, yeah, she was the one that called Earth a shithole, basically. So,
oh, Oh, wow. Okay, so she wasn't one of the, for a second I thought she was the Skrull. She was Kree. And
she was Kree, yeah.
Okay, so she ended up getting...
Oh, I see where you're going. Yeah.
Yeah, so she got bezorted. She got bezorted in the ship at the end. She just never liked her. Right,
yeah.
She just never liked Captain Marvel.
Yeah,
she was like
her. Didn't like Earth.
Yeah, didn't want any part of it. And so, so she's coming back as an Eternal.
She is going to be one of the Eternals, I think. Yes. The cast is huge. And
so fancy.
We don't know.
Yeah.
And it's just going to establish a lot of the cosmic history. Apparently, which, you know, makes you wonder, is Nova going to come in?
Right.
Which he's been rumored for a long time.
Okay.
And in fact, they're
is
kind of
Ryder?
Pegging him.
Ryder or?
Richard Ryder.
Richard Ryder. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not the boy Nova.
No, not the most current one, at least not yet.
Yeah.
And, you know, so is the Kree Skrull War going to be part of that thing? And that brings in they're thinking that Nova is I'm saying like it's kind of a 50-50 thing at this point from what I've been reading.
Yeah.
That he may have a very prominent role in Captain Marvel 2.
Okay. Oh wow.
And Captain Marvel 2 is going to be possibly, if the rumors are true,
yes,
humongous. It is going to be really kind of the start of the whole like cosmic war angle.
Oh, because she's going to go back MCU. To confront Annette Bening, possibly?
Possibly. And
Annihilation or?
Secret Invasion is the big rumor.
Oh my God, that'd be huge.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, Secret Invasion was this huge storyline, which actually gives Marvel a whole bunch of outs on anything that they've ever done with any of the characters so far.
Yeah.
Because the essential thing is the Skrulls have been here for a while. We've seen them in the movies, right? We've seen them in Captain Marvel. We saw them at the end of Endgame.
Yep.
Which, that's a whole other thing. Do we know if that station was part of S.W.O.R.D. or what?
Mm-hmm.
Which is another thing. Yeah, it just goes crazy.
Yeah. And, it's quite a rabbit hole. But the Skrull, if they've been on Earth for 50 years or whatever,
right.
That means that they could have been impersonating anyone.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
And that's the whole Secret Invasion plot line. Mm-hmm. And that extends to the heroes that we have already seen.
Right. So we could bring Tony Stark back because it turns out that last heroic move was a Skrull who died and not Tony Stark himself. And
right.
Yeah. That'd be amazing.
I mean, and if you want to extend that, you could say that about Natasha. You could say that about any number of people.
Right.
And so you can make things really insidious.
Right.
As far as that goes. And so. So that right now is the biggest rumor regarding Captain Marvel 2.
Okay.
And so it's going to be kind of like Winter Soldier, but really like Civil War.
Yeah.
Where this whole thing just blows up. And just a whole bunch of characters, you know, on the cosmic side. I mean, you have the Guardians in there. You could have the Asgardians of the galaxy.
Right.
Include Thor in there. I mean, yeah, it can just go absolutely nuts at that point.
Right. Nobody ever wants to include my Great Lakes Avengers. What is happening? And so you keep mentioning it, Falcon and Winter Soldier, but I mean, before we get to it, just...
That is a huge rabbit hole.
Right, because...
I'm just warning you, yeah.
So that's TV, She-Hulk is TV, Ms. Marvel is TV, and Moon Knight is TV.
Yes.
Are those
so
the
is
only
Loki.
Loki's also TV?
They have a Loki show coming out. They have I think it's going to be animated. They have a What If show.
Right. So what...
Which is a great... It's a great way to float a pilot without having to commit to a series.
Yeah.
Because it's basically, if you think of the multiverse, right? It's what if the Human Torch actually, you know, what if he had a different power?
Right.
Or
Right. Yeah. What if anything, you know,
exactly.
Yeah. And you could tell the stories that like the stories I want to hear are things like how the hell did the Red Skull end up being the keeper of that weird cliff that they throw women off of?
I don't know how that's not a short yet.
Yeah.
I really don't. That would be a great story. And then you cap it off with, you know, Steve Rogers going back to return the Soul Stone.
Right. And just going like,
how does that go?
How does that go? He's like, oh my God, it's that guy. And that doesn't make any sense that doesn't exist, but, but fair enough. And, so do any of these TV shows have any release dates? Have they been shot?
Right now they're supposed to be wrapping up Falcon and Winter Soldier. They just had some things they had to tie down. And so that's kind of where they are. Moon Knight, they have started casting a little bit.
Okay.
I'm trying to think who else. Loki, obviously that was a huge, huge announcement when they got Tom Hiddleston to do that.
That's amazing.
And details on that are really scant. They just had kind of a picture of him in a kind of a prisoner's outfit.
Okay.
So he's already been caught.
Right.
And the theory is he's recruited and he's got a little insignia on his left breast pocket area there that says TVA, which stands for Time Variance Authority. So basically he got caught by the time cops.
Okay. Oh, interesting. So what about Thunderbolts? Speaking of bad guys getting recorded.
That is another rabbit hole because there's nothing firm out there.
Okay. So the only one that they've shot and they're just doing sort of pickups on is Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Right now, they've also done, I think, most of the shooting, if not all of it, for WandaVision. That's going to be another huge thing. And this is the difference between like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Inhumans, you know, they just made passing reference to it and it did not do well. So it just kind of sat where it was.
Right. There's been all kinds of problems with the TV shows. Like, I guess the first season of Daredevil was good. Luke Cage was okay. Iron Fist was terrible. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember what else was.
Jessica Jones.
Oh, Jessica Jones, which I never saw.
Jessica Jones got really good. I gotta say, yeah.
How many seasons?
I was three.
Okay.
Yeah. First season was the one with David Tennant as Purple Man.
Okay.
And it really dove into some dark places, especially, just under kind of the umbrella heading of domestic abuse.
Right.
Yeah.
Cloak and Dagger?
I have not seen Cloak and Dagger. I really want to.
Cloak and Dagger is amazing, actually. Yeah.
My experience with Cloak and Dagger is limited to their appearance on The Runaways.
Right. Now, I've seen a couple. I've seen probably the first three or four Runaways. I have seen the first season of Cloak and Dagger. The second season, super dark, entirely about sort of child trafficking. Okay. And second season looked amazing as well. So
I'd really like to see that. I've heard really good things about Cloak and Dagger. I just haven't gotten around to it. There's so much Marvel
out there right now. There's a lot of content happening. So Falcon and Winter Soldier, are those two actors coming to play those parts?
Sebastian Stan is Winter Soldier. Anthony Mackie is the Falcon. They're both there.
Mm-hmm.
And it deals with a lot of stuff. Another person making a return to the MCU as the main villain is Baron Zemo.
Oh, okay.
He is coming back. And he is one of the best villains because he has no superpowers. He's just super intelligent and he knows what the hell he is doing.
Okay.
And he can manipulate the crap out of anybody.
Okay.
You know, and he's willing to do it. So he is going to be back as presumably the main villain. There's so much in this.
Okay.
So, other villains, U.S. Agent is supposed to be making an appearance. Now, he is a guy in the comics who took over for Captain America for about a year in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody's really sure about U.S. agent's role. He could be coming in as, you know, he was kind of a jerk. He was kind of like, oh, I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to be Captain America, but I'm going to, you know, they wrote him as the opposite of Captain America, but he's still patriotic. So okay. He was cold. He was calculating. He was going to get it done.
Right. Right.
You know, he's a get her done guy.
He's And essentially if that guy that Tommy Lee Jones wanted to get the super soldier serum, it would have been if that guy.
That's actually a really good description.
Yeah.
And so they don't know if he's going to come in as kind of a villain, and then he kind of, you know, and then his character changes and he goes, oh, well, yeah, maybe I have, you know, maybe as a crisis of conscience or something like that, and kind of figures it out. So other things that I just came across, they were filming a fighting scene and there were four villains in this one shot. They were, I think they said they were all women.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. And so, one of them was a redhead.
Okay.
And so this may be a reference to a not so well-known group of villains called the Grapplers.
I know nothing about the Grapplers. Who are the Grapplers?
I knew nothing about them this morning either.
Okay.
but so I poked around a little bit. So one of the Grapplers is a character named Screaming Mimi.
Oh, I've heard of Screaming Mimi.
She becomes Songbird.
Right.
Who, hey, she ends up in the Thunderbolts.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does.
Yeah, so I mean, nothing in Marvel happens by accident with this stuff.
Right.
So if this is true, I mean, they're already setting up possibly something for the Thunderbolts to happen.
Wow, because the Thunderbolt run that I read, which is probably 6-7 years ago, was amazing. Yep. It was just literally, it was compelling comic book writing is what we could only say.
Yep. And then another Thunderbolts connection through Falcon and Winter Soldier is that Winter Soldier actually ran the Thunderbolts for a short time.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a whole bunch of stuff. And then there's the big thing, which I don't want to give away yet.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Possible X-Men reference already.
Oh.
In this. Because they have announced that there is going to that Madripoor, the country of Madripoor is going to take part of this is going to take place there.
Okay, well that's the X-Men. That's where she's blue.
Wolverine.
Yeah, but she's blue. She Mystique. Yeah, that's where Mystique is commonly found.
So
in my mind. You
know, no guarantee that Wolverine is going to make an appearance here, but now they're already laying the groundwork.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, Madripoor is also an important place in Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings.
Yeah, yeah.
Legend of the Ten Rings, I think it is. Which that's a whole nother. Oh my God.
Right.
So, So we're in Madripoor.
Right.
So there's a Wolverine reference. They've spotted gang members, and some of them are saying that it's Yakuza. I don't know. But they have this red face little logo on their jackets.
Is it the hand?
It is not the hand, at least not yet.
Okay.
So theories. It's Mephisto. That's the one I buy into the least.
Okay.
Mephisto is basically the devil of the Marvel Universe, literally.
He's literally the devil from hell.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I don't buy that because Mephisto wouldn't be putting his face on gang jackets. That's just my personal take. The other theory is that it might be Red Skull.
Okay.
Kind of doubt that one too, because he disappeared after World War II. Who's going to know about him, and why would he, you know, while he's sitting on Vormir guarding the Soul Stone, why would he be putting his face on gang jackets?
Rebranding, Dave. Rebranding.
Right?
He wants to be an influencer. People got to recognize the face.
So the third theory, which I find lovely, is that it's an insignia for a group called the Magia or Magia.
Right.
Now, this is a gang.
Yep.
Connected to a villain named Count Nefaria.
Wow. Count Nefaria. I know the Meg. Yeah. I don't know who Count Nefaria is.
So Count Nefaria was an early Avengers villain.
Okay.
Like we're talking within the first couple of years that Avengers ran.
Okay.
Very early on. Now here's a really interesting thing. And this is the one that gets me all giddy. And here I should do this because now we're going to get into my guy.
So there's Moon Knight.
Count Nefaria was the main villain in what they call Volume 4 of the Moon Knight series.
Okay.
It was a series written by Brian Michael Bendis. Mm-hmm. What they did with Moon Knight in that, I wasn't the biggest fan of.
Okay.
And we can talk about details later, mm-hmm. but it does connect to Moon Knight.
Okay.
And also they have started casting and they're looking for an actor that resembles another character that comes from Daredevil but ends up in that series named Echo.
Okay.
So you're casting for Echo, mm-hmm. presumably.
Right.
You've got Count Nefaria possibly introduced in Falcon and Winter Soldier. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a fairly semi-solid link to Moon Knight, doesn't it?
Okay. All right. Let's not to me. It all fell apart after the Magia. So you think that the in Shang-Chi, the Legend of the Ten Rings or whatever it's going to mm-hmm. be called.
Right.
There is a gang sign or logo that could be that of the Magia.
They've spotted the gang members with the logo on their jackets.
Okay.
For sure. And so the speculation's all about who is that, who is the insignia representing.
And they're piles of thugs, right? I mean, yes. they're piles yes. of thugs, sort of like AIM has piles of thugs, and everybody has a pile of thugs. All these people need jobs. So, mm-hmm. But they're, the thug pile of the Magia is this guy, Count Nefaria. Now, yes. Do we have the backstory on Count Nefaria?
He is so far back. I don't even know. I only know what he was kind of doing in that Moon Knight series, which, I mean, he was way overpowered for Moon Knight to handle because Moon Knight is kind of he's a street level hero.
Okay.
So, you know, think Daredevil.
Right.
Think Luke Cage. So he's got some special stuff about him, but someone of Count Nefaria's caliber.
Yeah.
Is way overpowered for him one-on-one.
Okay, because, now Moon Knight has the power mm-hmm. of an Egyptian god. Is that what's happening there?
Yeah.
What is his thing?
Well, sort of. It's changed through the years. So originally, and we got to get back to the Falcon and Winter Soldier thing,
okay.
but we're weeding, I guess.
Yes.
We're weeding.
We are.
So Moon Knight, died in the desert. He was a mercenary named Mark Spector.
Okay.
And he was part of this. He was hired to do some stuff, some not so great stuff, and ended up that he gets left in the desert to die by his boss/partner, who was named Bushmaster.
Okay.
Or Bushman. Sorry, Bushman.
Okay.
Bushmaster is a different villain. Okay. So
this is in Northern Africa desert. This isn't just an American desert. Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is in Egypt. So he's dead.
Yep.
But then revives. And the first thing he sees is the statue of Khonshu, the moon god.
Okay.
Oh my God.
K-O-N-S-H-U, right?
K-H-O-N-S-H-U.
Okay, K-H-O-N.
So, Khonshu.
Okay.
If we're going to do the Stewie pronouncing Khonshu.
Khonshu, okay.
It's like saying Will Wheaton.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So Khonshu resurrects Mark Spector.
Sure.
He falls in love with the daughter of the guy, of the archaeologist, who was excavating the tomb.
Okay, so Mark Spector... is saved by Khonshu, and then Mark Spector is walking around and falls in love with the daughter of the archaeologist.
Well, she was right there, and she wanted him to die because he had a hand in killing her father.
Oh, God. Okay.
But he somehow magically, through the magic of comics, you know, he switches it around. He shows her that he's actually not that good. He's not that bad a guy because he's been resurrected and he redeems himself and they fall in love. And then he has saved up so much money that he becomes a millionaire, which now would have to be a billionaire these days.
Right.
So now he starts taking on different personas. So he actually has a dissociative identity disorder, which is what...
Split personality kind of thing, right?
Kind of, yeah. So he assumes four different identities. Mm-hmm. One is Moon Knight. One is Mark Spector, although he tends to shy away from that one because he's no longer that guy.
Right.
Right. Stephen Grant, the billionaire.
Okay.
And Jake Lockley, the cabbie, who can do all the information gathering on the streets.
Okay.
And so, you know, so the knock on Moon Knight was always, oh, he's just a cheap version of Batman.
Right.
He's, you know, he's got the gadgets. He's got the billionaire.
Yeah, he's got the pile of money and gadgets. But he's also got the weird twist with the Egyptian gut.
Yes. And so that's kind of Moon Knight in a nutshell.
What are his powers? So he doesn't have any sort of Moon Knight. Does he have Khonshu moon powers?
So that changes like throughout his career. So initially, when he first appeared, he actually started in Werewolf by Night. Now, they never show it, but supposedly he was bitten by the werewolf.
Okay.
Which gave him super strength.
Okay. So
and
step
it would
one.
Wax. Yeah. So that would wax and wane too with the phases of the moon.
Sure.
And then around issue, I want to say 6 or 7 of his original series, they just kind of gave it up and said, "Oh, I feel weak, so I guess it's wearing off."
Okay.
But you know, he has all the tech, right? And he's super, and he's pretty smart. And as a mercenary, you know, he knows all the martial arts, he knows how to handle weapons, all that stuff.
Okay.
So
what makes
he
him
remains
cooler,
kind of a street level.
What makes him cooler than Taskmaster?
So Taskmaster, which we're kind of bridging into Black Widow territory now.
Oh, really?
Because he's one of the villains, yeah.
In the movie?
In the movie.
Oh, yep. My gosh. Okay.
So already confirmed. You've already seen them if you've seen the trailers.
I have not seen enough of the trailers, and I can't wait to see it. But
yeah. So Taskmaster, all he has to do is see someone do something.
Yeah.
He'll study it, and then he'll be able to replicate all their moves.
Almost like Moon Knight, instantaneously, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
He'll be able to do all that stuff. So all he has to do is kind of see it, and then he'll do it. Moon Knight has to train.
Okay. And Taskmaster isn't a billionaire? He's just a guy? He's just a mercenary?
I think he's just a merc, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. And he wears that weird skull mask that doesn't make any sense because his face is perfectly normal looking. Right? He's not hiding anything.
Yep. But he kind of rides that line, right? Because there have been hero comics where they actually hire him to come in and train these people.
Oh, right. He'll play all the sides. Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Whereas Moon Knight, you know, he's had his crisis of conscience, and so he adopts Moon Knight to kind of make up for his misdeeds as Mark Spector.
Okay. Okay. So
that's
where
kind
that's
of his motivation.
Okay. So interesting. So I wonder what the TV show of that will be.
They've got so many ways to pull from, but I mean, it kind of seems if they're going to bring in Echo, like we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
It kind of seems like they're going to go with a later version of him. So like around the Brian Michael Bendis series, somewhere around there.
Right.
I'm getting so excited. I have not read this series yet.
Right.
But he is also part of a group. He is an Avenger, by the way.
Okay.
He was also part of the West Coast Avengers.
Right. During the initiative.
Yep. And then he got folded back into the regular Avengers.
Okay.
And he has actually one of my favorite things that has ever been done in a Marvel comics, which happened in Avengers versus X-Men.
Okay.
Which is where I'm hoping all these movies kind of funnel towards Avengers versus X-Men, because that would just be freaking epic. but he... So we know Rogue's powers, right?
Right. And she sucks the powers off of other people until they're dead sometimes, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And she stole, that's the way she stole Ms. Marvel's powers.
Captain Marvel, who was Ms. Marvel at the time, right?
At the time,
Carol Danvers.
Yep.
Okay.
And
making her less powerful and thus, because they had made her too Superman-y.
Yep.
And they needed to power her down.
Yep. Which, by the way, she's rumored to be a villain in Captain Marvel 2.
Rogue is?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
That's a big rumor out there right now as well.
Okay.
So so another X-Man coming in. And that's the way they seem to, all the rumors point to bringing in like one X-Man at a time.
Okay.
Through different means.
Yeah.
Which I think is wise, and that's fine. But anyway, so they're fighting Avengers versus X-Men. Moon Knight basically goes running up to Rogue at one point because Rogue is doing some major, major damage because she's a badass.
Right.
And his costume is, she hits him with something and his costume gets all torn up, exposing his skin.
Okay.
So what does he do? He makes her touch his skin to absorb his multiple personalities.
Oh.
And I was like, that is freaking brilliant.
That but is then she brilliant. Goes,
yeah, but then she goes, oh, I've been living with so many people in my head for so long.
Oh, it doesn't really affect her. So, no, yeah.
It freaks her out at first, but then she's like, oh, I dealt with this.
I can shake this off.
And she throws him.
Fair enough.
So that was like one of my favorite moments.
That's awesome. So Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Okay.
Let's go back to that because there's just too many of them and we're at like 40 minutes.
So real quick, another Wolverine connection in there is that the gang they think might be related to Ogun.
Now, I don't know Ogun.
Yeah, Ogun was a kind of a demon kind of a guy who is very well involved in the Wolverine backstory.
Okay.
So that's another possible Wolverine connection there.
Is Ogun have anything to do with Nagasaki?
I have no idea.
Okay. Because supposedly Wolverine was at Ground Zero at Nagasaki.
Oh, okay.
And so I was just wondering. Okay. So
I don't know.
And I went Ogun, Shogun, Japanese. I could be entirely wrong. This is how rumors start.
Yes. So here's the big thing. Ant-Man is part of the Thunderbolts, right?
Yeah.
Not the Scott Lang version of Ant-Man, but a different guy.
Right.
So is, here's the big one, Yelena Belova.
Right. Who's going to be in the new Black Widow.
Exactly.
Right? Yelena Belova is another Black Widow. She was in the Black Widow program. She grew up with Natasha Romanoff and or in the next class, like she might have been a different graduating class. But she's another Black Widow.
Yep. And so the twist in that is in the comics, Yelena Belova was actually Natasha.
Ah. And then they did in the comics separate them at some point, did they not?
Yes.
Yes.
And so that's the crazy thing, right? And so here comes the crazy fan theory for Black Widow.
Okay.
In Endgame, we're going to go back to Endgame.
Sure.
Her costume, she's wearing a certain kind of a vest.
Yes.
In the Black Widow trailer, they've got Yelena laying on a table wearing the vest with an outline drawn on her face.
Okay. She's being turned into?
They might be doing, so the fan theory is that they're doing a face-off thing.
Oh my God. That's, because remember, I'm spacing her name, who played Black Widow?
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson, who has been allowed to speak out loud on political issues. Stop asking famous people political issues. They're most likely going to just say something weird. Included my own self. Anyway, but the thing is there was some talk of her being a Skrull. Like there was all this thing that she was, that especially. And this is a spoiler if you didn't see that movie 2.5 years ago. She dies. So does she, though? Does anyone? Because the thing is my whole thing about Black Panther, remember when they threw Killmonger into the sea? You know, that's what he wanted. He wanted T'Challa to throw him into the sea. My theory, Namor finds him, resurrects him, and he's back. Yep. Mostly because I want Killmonger back.
Well, also, I mean, that they've all but confirmed that Namor is going to make an appearance in Black Panther 2.
Oh, really? Well, yes. There was a reference to the sea during Endgame.
Yep.
Okay.
And Okoye just said, we'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But that's the seed, right?
Yeah.
So, what was the other thing? So, talking about the other possible connection in Black Widow is someone went and they zeroed in on like this little thing next to the table and it kind of looks like it says AIM.
Right.
So, AIM may be taking place. To me, it looks more like ALM.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
AIM was introduced in Iron Man 2.
Yes.
Because I just rewatched it. I forgot how much I liked Iron Man 2. And Iron Man 3, I thought was almost as good as Iron Man 1. That's easily one of my favorites. But of course, it's, you know, there's so many great movies. Anyway, they're all. What do you know about Shang-Chi?
So Shang-Chi is really interesting because funny that you mentioned Iron Man. There's a whole bunch of Iron Man connections into Shang-Chi because I don't remember if they're in the original Iron Man, but definitely 2 and 3, there are references to the Ten Rings.
Yes. Mandarin.
Yes. So Shang-Chi, and by the way, the real Mandarin is pissed.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah.
That was an awesome short. That was an awesome stinger. Yeah.
Yes. So so the real Mandarin is supposed to be coming back and reestablishing himself in Madripoor, by the way.
We're
back. As his base of operations to kind of try and take over the world again.
Right.
And so he's part of he's trying to gather the Ten Rings of Power for himself, which is why some people say that he's not going to be the main villain for Phase 5 and on.
Okay.
Because it's a little too much like the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah, it's too gauntlety. Yeah. And
So the Ten Rings has been referenced a few times. Shang-Chi, who is basically Marvel's version, for those who don't know, of Bruce Lee.
Okay.
He doesn't have any great superpowers or anything, but he is just a badass kung fu guy.
Right.
And he was literally Marvel's 1970s version of Bruce Lee.
Yes.
Because they saw Enter the Dragon, they lost their shit and said, we need that.
Right.
So
can we have one?
Pretty much. There's not a whole lot yet about Shang-Chi. So Madripoor, another X-Men may be making an appearance in there.
Okay.
That's being rumored. Psylocke, for those who know.
Right.
Wasn't
Psylocke played by Olivia Munn, though? X-Men?
And there is a small chance they may re-up her.
Okay.
Although Disney tends to want to recast everybody.
Right.
But she is young enough.
And if it's that same casting director, that woman is amazing. Yeah.
She does an awesome job. She really does.
She must read like some definitive arc and then look at 1,000 actors and go, oh yeah. Because she hasn't made it bad. It was weird to me that Josh Brolin played both.
Cable and...
Yeah.
Well, Cable was still under Fox, so...
She didn't cast that, but why would she go to Thanos? Why would she just go, you know what?
I don't know.
That's so weird. And is there a Deadpool 3 coming out?
Rumored, yes.
But nothing
definite yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, because they're trying to figure everything else out and how would it fit. They've, of course, got Spider-Man 3 coming. Supposedly, Kraven is supposed to be the main villain in that.
What's his jam again? I went Wes Kraven. So sorry.
He is Kraven the Hunter.
Oh, Kraven the Hunter. Two knives.
And he has been hinted at since Homecoming.
Okay.
So that's been kind of a long slow burn. And they've put out a casting announcement that they're looking for a Joel Kinnaman type of actor.
Who's Joel Kinnaman?
For him. So Joel Kinnaman, I knew him best as Takeshi Kovacs from Altered Carbon.
Okay. Which I never saw, but I... Yep.
He's a big man. He is badass.
Okay.
And I think once I figured out who he was, I was like, oh yeah, he could play Kraven. Totally.
Okay.
So excited about that. They're saying there's going to be tie-ins to Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a Venom kind of tie-in. We already have the Scorpion.
Right.
From Homecoming.
I wish we had Michael Keaton again, because he made the Vulture actually compelling.
You may get your wish, because there's all these rumors about the Sinister Six and Vulture would be in it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
So, yeah. And so with the addition of Kraven, you're basically one guy short of a Sinister Six type of situation. So, and Sinister Six is a group of villains that take on Spider-Man and make life generally hell.
Right.
Yeah. Right now, all the consternation with Spider-Man is over the film title.
Okay.
Nobody knows quite what it was. So the latest one is Homesick.
Okay.
Well,
the weird thing is the stinger on Homecoming was, or Far From Home, Far Away mm-hmm. From Home, was the Mysterio post-mortem unveiling of who Peter Parker was.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So there have been, everything with the film titles has been home something or something home, right?
Oh, okay.
Because home is always in the title.
Okay.
Some of them are really lame. The last two that I've heard have been good. One was Can't Go Home,
uh-huh.
which I like that one.
Yeah.
And then Homesick is like the one that's got traction right now.
Okay.
So
yeah,
we don't know what's going to happen with Peter. Where can he turn to? Because J. Jonah Jameson outed him.
Yeah. Yeah. The big reveal which makes you think that Mysterio isn't dead either. Right?
A lot of people would agree with you.
Right. And
absolutely.
It's so funny that it, Gyllenhaal, the way he did Mysterio was outstanding too. Again,
he was so good.
Such great casting on some of this stuff.
Yes.
Because Peter Parker has, or Spider-Man, has notoriously the lamest supervillains. Because he's a child. So, I mean, it kind of makes sense. But they're getting these just heavyweights to play these characters. And that's so awesome.
Yep. So before we lose it, I don't want people to sleep on Doctor Strange. That is going to be a huge, huge thing.
Okay. Is it written?
And what,
is it anything filmed? Where are they?
Nothing is filmed yet, but there's so many connections and rumors around it. First of all, WandaVision, which is a multiverse basically show, with Wanda and the Vision.
Okay.
Trying to figure some stuff out. Don't know what it is.
Okay.
But they've shown a whole bunch of like sitcom-y kind of scenes where they have like there's a Brady Bunch scene, there's a Lucy scene, there's all these different references to pop culture right now. And they have spotted a pair of cribs in the foreground. So
if they do that,
their children.
If they do that creepy Vision comic book arc, where I will lose my shit. I stopped reading it. It was incredibly well done. I will say that, but I couldn't. Who do you remember who wrote that?
I don't.
It was amazing. If you like sort of tension filled, kind of spooky, it was spooky. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. So they think that is a way they're going to bring in Wanda and Vision's twins.
Okay.
Who become Wiccan and Speed.
Oh, that's right.
Now, they already have Kate Bishop coming in as Hawkeye. They've already kind of confirmed that.
They do?
And yeah.
Okay.
And they have Ant-Man's.
And his Gargantua or whatever she's going to be, right?
Stature.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So is Kate Bishop going to be
Hawkeye,
but I mean, is it going to be Hawkeye's daughter being Hawkeye's daughter or being Kate Bishop essentially?
Nothing set in stone yet, but that's the way the rumors are going. So all four of them mm-hmm. make up a good size pool to pull the young Avengers from.
Ah,
so and that's
I wouldn't
another,
mind
that's
the Patriot,
thing.
You know, the black Captain America's grandson.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Forget his name.
So that's who you're missing. You're missing Patriot. You're missing Hulkling.
Oh, yeah.
Which also has cosmic ties mm-hmm. if they go that route. And Iron Lad.
Oh, right. So, Iron Lad. I remember Iron Lad.
Who is related to Iron Man, of course.
Right.
So, yeah. So, not only that, so that leads directly into Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Okay.
Who Wanda, the Scarlet Witch, is supposed to be feeding directly into. So okay. She's going to be in that, and she's going to be part of that whole thing.
Miles Morales?
Haven't heard anything solid about him yet. That'd he might belong be... to Sony.
Yeah.
So don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't know. Although that would be cool.
That would be really cool. Because the thing about multiverse, it can be animated. That's the greatest thing about the multiverse.
Yep. So yeah, I would love to see Miles Morales and a Spider-Gwen.
Oh yeah.
Do something as well. Those would be cool. So yeah, Doctor Strange can become a huge pivotal character because he is one of the members of so many different superhero teams.
Right.
You know, of course, the Avengers, the Defenders.
Alpha Flight? So, no, I'm so sorry. I just keep wanting to bring up Alpha Flight.
Yeah, I loved Alpha Flight. They were one of my favorite teams. But one thing that... And I don't think this is going to happen, but I would love it. Doctor Strange is one of the members of a team called Midnight Suns. And they were a team of superheroes that investigated paranormal, supernatural kind of stuff. And they handled that end of things. So check this out.
Yeah.
This is the cool thing. Doctor Strange, right?
Yeah.
Moon Knight is in that.
Okay.
Blade, which has been announced with Mahershala Ali.
Oh, really?
Being Blade, yes.
Okay.
Who else? Ghost Rider, who they have the rights to, and he's appeared in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so he can definitely do
it. And that guy really nailed it, quite honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, he was great. And it may not even be him. It might be Johnny Blaze doing this, so they could pull from different things. And I'm blanking on the other ones.
The but Sons of what? What was it called?
Midnight Suns.
Okay.
And that was a series that it was based in Doctor Strange. Oh, Scarlet Spider was in that too, who in the comics is a Peter Parker clone.
Right. That's right.
But could they adapt that to make Peter Parker be the Scarlet Spider under a different guise because Spider-Man is no longer viable? Who knows?
Right.
So they could go a lot of ways with it. They may, you know, he may not even be included because it's Scarlet Spider, and who the hell knows Scarlet Spider at this point?
Right.
But you know, they can make that change. Morbius was the other one.
Okay.
Who he's got a film coming out supposedly this March from Sony.
What?
So yeah.
Yeah.
And then the big kicker for a lot of people who love the TV shows, Punisher is also a member of that. So a lot of people are really lobbying to get John Bernthal to do Punisher.
Was there a Punisher TV show?
Netflix.
That was a Netflix show, right?
Yep, and it was highly rated. So that's the trick, is that they can't develop anything until at least 2 years after the cancellation of that show.
Okay.
But with the pandemic and everything,
yeah,
that's pushed everybody's timeline back.
A year anyway.
So it might fit.
Yeah.
It might fit.
I want Punisher, who I believe then became a Herald of Galactus. and I think he was also the Ghost Rider. Like there was this weird Punisher series that is just wound up or is sort of weird, sort of trickling on. And it was Punisher got tapped by Galactus to be his Herald. And so became a surfer. And then he, for some reason, got tapped by the demon in Ghost Rider. So he was like a Ghost Rider, Silver Surfer, Herald of Galactus.
Yep. Related to Mephisto, by the way.
Oh, because Ghost Rider?
Yeah. Because, you know, I mean, the demon that gives him the power is not Mephisto, but he's from that same realm.
Okay.
So, yeah. So there's a possible connection there as well. So... Lastly, big strong rumors coming out that the Illuminati may be taking place.
Okay.
Now, another creation of Brian Michael Bendis.
Professor X. And that guy creates characters like he's, I don't know, Jack Kirby or something.
Yeah. And so the Illuminati are like the leaders of different factions of types of heroes.
Yeah.
And they all get brought together to save the Earth from crazy big threats.
Right.
So Doctor like Strange.
The Avengers. Yeah, he was in the Illuminati. Yep. That's right.
Yep. Doctor Strange, Mr. Fantastic, which they have said Fantastic Four is on the horizon.
There's Namor. Too many. Namor, yeah. Okay.
Namor from Black Panther 2. Mm-hmm. Originally, Iron Man was in it because Tony Stark was the one that kind of gathered them. But, yeah. You know, he's dead.
Right.
So they think Black Panther may take his place, mm-hmm. Which it makes sense. He was also part of the Illuminati in later iterations.
Right.
And then, of course, Professor X.
Yeah.
Which is how you bring in the X-Men.
Right. Here's what I want. I want a TV show of Jamie Maddox, and I want it to be a private. I want the Maddox. I think that was Peter David who did the Multiple Man. He had a private eye business.
Yeah. X-Factor.
That was it. X-Factor. And that was an X-Men. That would just be a real fun kind of Remington Steele kind of moment. That's what that'd be awesome.
And a little bit of fairly well-known trivia is that the original version of X-Factor were the original X-Men.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Split
off.
Yeah, they split off. They split off from the X-Men, who had become too big for their britches, and they wanted to kind of do their own thing. So Cyclops, Jean Grey, Iceman, Angel, they all just formed X-Factor.
Okay.
And then it eventually morphed into, I don't know how they made that transition, but they morphed into the private eye agency.
The Jamie Maddox thing. Yeah, which is fascinating. Yep. David Burke, I have to tell you that it's been an hour.
I know.
And
we've only covered like a quarter of what I had.
I got to get you back. I swear to God. This has been a delight, as anyone with a brain who likes some Marvel all enjoyed it, is what I'm saying. I had a delightful time. Thank you for coming on. And it's
thanks for having me.
And if you want to go see Happa Dave, is that it?
Happa Dave.
Happa Dave. H-A-H-O.
H-A-P-A.
H-A-P-A-D-A-V-E. It is a little used Twitter of Dave Burke. So go and just follow it and then just be surprised whenever he tweets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lovely surprise sometimes.
Thanks so much for being on the show, man.
Don't forget, Fantastic Four is coming out too.
Oh, that's right. And
yeah, we didn't even get into that.
Right. And Rangers, you know the rules out there. Take care of each other.
My hat, my hat, my hat. They're dancing around my hat, my hat, my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh, my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?